Okay, I'm Brad. I'm an alcoholic. So this truly is shooting from the hip. I've been sober over 15 years. I got sober December 17th of 2005. And when I say shooting from the hip, I get a late afternoon text, hey, I'm coming up from Sarasota, I'm speaking at this meeting, can you make it? I know it's short notice. Completely out of my comfort zone. It is almost dark. I'm at home watching TV. This is my comfort zone. So, you know, cleaned up, shaved up, smelling good, new shoes. I wouldn't have missed this for the world. I wouldn't have. The lady that contacted me is, well, I think by law, by a law, I'm supposed to be here. She's my sponsor. So, anyway, that gets me down here. And then Marlon, right? Marlon asked me, can somebody fill a few minutes? So that's why I'm here. And I've done this before. It's been a while. So what do I want to say? You know, what's the message? And I thought about it very briefly, of course, and I want to talk about where I got sober, how I got here, and the little bit in between. I got sober in Denver, Colorado, and I was almost 40. No bank account, live in an apartment with half the stuff that I had owned a few months prior, because that's what booze does to us. It smashes our relationships. It smashes our employment opportunities. It smashes pretty much everything in our life as we continue drinking. I'd gotten to the point where I didn't need to drink, I had to drink. And I did it every day, regardless of any consequence. So, went to a social worker's office, and 30 minutes into our conversation, she just gently smiled and said, "You're an alcoholic, you need to go to AA." And I laugh about that now. And that wasn't my experience when she told me that, by any stretch of the means. And I went to my first AA meeting that next day. And you know, fortunately, I've been sober ever since. And then I lived almost 10 years sober in Denver, fully participating in Alcoholics Anonymous, from early greeters positions, making coffee, setting up tables, setting up chairs. By then you couldn't smoke in AA, so there was no cleaning ashtrays. And then at that almost 10-year mark, there was a lot going on that doesn't really matter, but at that 10-year mark, that desire, that burn to really put sobriety to the test. You know, am I really doing this? Is this really what the rest of my life is going to look like as a single man living sober? And some things happened, got me down here for a brief period, and I was like, why do I not live down here? Why do I not live in a non-seasonal place? I was down here in March of that year. It would have been March of 14. And And March is a horrible, horrible month in Colorado. It's cold, it's wet. A few months later, after more investigation, I had my house sold. I was driving my vehicle down here with two cats. And then a week later, I was driving down here in a U-Haul with all my stuff. Didn't know one person in Tampa, not one person. And in those investigative weeks and days and months, you know, one of the first places I went to was an AA meeting, even before I lived here. And shortly after arriving and moving in and getting settled, I was going to AA meetings. And I've met a couple of very dear friends here. Sylvia Lackman's been sober a long time. And it doesn't matter who they are. Anyway, and so now I'm living down here, and what occurs from being able to put booze down, follow these suggestions, some people call them rules, some people call them suggestions, out of this thing we call our big book, 164 pages of sometimes contradictory sentences and paragraphs of its own language, I realized that God has removed from me this problematic way of life. And the ability to be successful occurs. Early on, I kind of looked at it like, you know, we just take a potted plant and put it in the ground and its roots continue to grow. And that is exactly what seemed to happen down here. And I've had just an incredible insight to really what was given to me on December 17th of 2005, and I didn't even know it. I think it takes some time for most of us, if not all of us, to really, really see what can occur. So what does that mean? It doesn't mean much because I don't really believe, I don't really buy into that my experience can help you. What I do buy into is that we can witness people's experience and then we can have our own experience. Somewhere after being down here for a couple years, I had sent a text to a fella that was very instrumental, deeply instrumental in helping me really grasp onto Alcoholics Anonymous. And he didn't know who I was anymore. I don't think he had my number. Texting from a Florida number, and I just sent him a message saying, you know, some people can stay sober wherever they move. And he shot back. His immediate response is, and some people can't. And of course, I had to call John after that, you know, and we talked, and that really sunk home, because I remember early on in those first 5, 6, 7, 8 years, you know, seeing people come into AA, oh, I just moved from, I just, you know, and they didn't seem to stick. I don't know why or if they did or didn't. It just, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, we're just, I want to say vagrant, but I don't, you know, so many of us are just vagrants in this thing. You know, have I really committed? Have I really committed to the opportunities that are presented to me? And my experience is, yes, I have. It's amazing how quickly 15 minutes goes or 10 minutes goes. My message is this, is that through a very little bit of work on my own, I've been able to pick up this book, get an understanding of some things, and make a decision that I will be able to walk through, march through, live through anything without a drink. And that wasn't my experience up until December 17th of 2005. Our solution to any problematic part of our lives is to walk into these bars and to walk into these liquor stores and to drink in front of our families out of control, our loved ones, our children, whatever the case may be. And there's this incredible gift that can be given to us. And virtually very little is asked of me. Doesn't cost anything. But I've received so much more. Often what Dr. Bob had said, more than I could ever pay back. Undeniably. And I, you know, my hope is that by doing something like this, spur of the moment, maybe that's a little bit of the giving back that I can do. So I'm going to leave it at that. I really appreciate this room. I appreciate you listening. And I hope some of that made sense. That's all I have. Thank you.